Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. That means Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
Well, there's some new footage that reveals apparently a Schenectady officer repeatedly punching a suspect. This after a video went viral, which had to do with the same officer and what appears to be his knee on a man's neck.
So this is the latest development in this case that first erupted Monday with the case with the patrolman standing on the suspect's neck. And in yesterday's developments in the story, the big shift was that we'd originally seen a little video about what happened. And then yesterday we got a much longer look at what happened. So the father of the suspect released a 9-minute video that shows a lot more detail about what happened in that backyard. The most compelling or disconcerting stuff that can be seen on that video is while the police officer has the suspect down on the ground with his knee in that neck area, with the suspect sort of wailing and wriggling, and you can clearly hear him screaming, he's uncomfortable, he's in pain, while the officer is telling the family to back up, he just starts repeatedly punching the suspect. So it clearly shows an incident where the suspect did not appear to be resisting as much as he just seemed to be in a lot of pain. And so this latest video has caused a lot of consternation in the community. Yesterday, we talked to various Black community activists in the city, and they say that this additional video draws even greater concerns that the officer mishandled the situation. Later yesterday afternoon, the police chief actually came out with a statement finally for the first time, and we've been asking him for a few days. And he finally came out with a statement saying that based on his initial review, he thought that the handling of the case was acceptable. He made a big point of pointing out that saying the officer did have his knee around the neck and head area, but he was more emphasizing the head and said it was something he had to do to be able to control the suspect in order to get the cuffs on him. But he also urged the public to sort of be patient and said, we're going to review this whole thing. And then there will be some findings, and if there's any determination that something was wrong, we will take action. But he really urged people not to jump to conclusions. At least one councilwoman has raised some concerns and said she reviewed that longer video and said she definitely thinks that this was excessive on the part of the officer. So this will continue to roil for a few days at least.
And it was originally said that the suspect was resisting arrest, but apparently the suspect has not been charged.
Well, he was charged with disorderly conduct, but he wasn't charged with what he apparently was originally being investigated for, possibly some slashing of tires. But there have been no charges along those lines. And that's part of what the chief was saying yesterday, is they would consider releasing body cam footage that will show what actually precipitated the situation where the cop had him on the ground.
Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joining us. You can read more at dailygazette.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Miles, thank you. We'll catch up with you next week.
Take care, David.